I'm sure that most of you all have read Hebrews chapter 11 many times. The writer wants us to recognize that Christ is far better than any Old Testament example of faith. In a time when there seems to be so much chaos around, faith seems to be in short supply. We look around at how things are going, and it seems like wrong is winning and right is losing. We have battle scars that just seem not to heal, no matter how much Neosporin we put on the cut. The bruise still is purple, and the pain reminds us that it's still there when we touch it. The itch from the insect bite, the mosquito bite, or the bee sting still continues to irritate your skin. Amen. You still have lingering effects from the heartbreak from the one that said, "I will never hurt you."
That's right.
The debt you're paying off because of some wrong decisions seems to keep growing. The lack of love from your parents as a child calls you to struggle to show your children that you love them.
Amen.
Your best friend told your secret, and now everybody knows your business and looks at you funny when you come around.
Right.
Let's talk about faith. The world seems unfair because you were more qualified than the candidate that your boss gave that job to. Now, you must train the person that's in your job. Life seems to be unfair because no matter how hard you try, the chaos is still there. The remedy for all these situations lies in the scripture today. Let's talk about faith. Faith in Hebrews 11 is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We have a confidence that God rewards those who seek him. Faith is not a leap in the dark. Faith is not doubt. It's not limited. Instead, faith has no limit, and it is certain. Let's talk about faith. There are many versions in the Bible, and many versions of the Bible. And some versions break the scripture into sections by giving it a title. So Hebrews 11 in the New Living Translation is titled Great Examples of Faith. New International Version, Faith in Action. The Message Bible, Faith in What We Do Not See. The Good News Translation, simply Faith. The Amplified Bible, The Triumphs of Faith. It doesn't matter which version you read. Faith is the conviction of the truth of anything or belief.
That's right.
One of the definitions that Strong's gives is moral conviction of religious truth or the truthfulness of God or religious teacher.
All right.
Especially reliance upon Christ for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at people, humans, you and me, faith is the character of one who can be relied on. People will let you down, but God never will.
Amen.
You can take that to the bank, deposit it, and you'll get a return of interest on it.
Yeah.
In verse 1 through 3, the New Living Translation reads, "Faith shows the reality of what we hope for.
Yeah.
It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in the days of old earned a good reputation."
Yes.
By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command.
Yes.
That's what we know. That we know that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen.
Well.
So let's talk about faith. In chapter 11, we have examples of biblical characters that had faith. Abel's offering showed that he was a righteous man.
Yes.
Enoch was taken into heaven without dying.
Yes.
And these are just two examples that begin the chapter.
Uh-huh.
What did they have in common? Their actions pleased God.
Yes. Right.
James 2 and 26 tells us that faith without works is dead.
Yes.
There must be action with faith.
Yes.
Faith can carry you to places you never thought you would go. Faith can open up opportunities that will blow your mind.
Yeah.
Faith is powerful.
Yes.
Faith gives us hope for an expected end.
Yes.
Let's talk about faith. If we're honest, our faith sometimes wavers based on our situation.
Yes.
In verse 1, we learn that faith is the evidence or belief of things we cannot see.
All right.
But the natural or human side of us has the tendency to want to see, to believe. If we back up to James 2 and 18, we read, some people have faith, others have good deeds. How can you show your faith if you don't have good deeds?
Right.
I will show you my faith by my good deeds. Faith and works are paired together like Oreos and milk, but a better combination without all the calories. Faith is what allowed your parents that didn't finish high school to work hard to push you to go to college and become the doctor, lawyer, nurse, architect, engineer, stockbroker, or the accountant that you are today.
Well,
let's talk about faith. Faith pushed Carter G. Woodson, Harry T. and Harriet Moore, Martin Luther King Jr., Mary White Overton, Rosa Parks, W.E.B. Du Bois, Harriet Tubman, and Thurgood Marshall to become the civil rights leaders that we have in history today.
Yes.
Our text today reads, and it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Let's talk about faith. First, faith pleases God.
Yes.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Well,
there are so many people trying to please or satisfy others instead of working to please or satisfy God.
Well,
our text tells us that apart from faith, no one can please God.
No one.
Faith causes us to seek God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength.
Yeah.
Seeking is active, not sitting down and waiting for something to happen, but moving and making it happen.
That's right.
There is so much peer pressure out there, and it's a real thing, and it does not just affect our young people.
Right.
It affects people of all ages.
Yeah.
There's pressure to cheat to get a passing grade instead of studying and earning that passing grade. There's pressure to try edibles to make you feel good instead of doing self-care and taking pride in yourself.
Well,
there's pressure to shut out a friend. There's pressure to have sex.
Well,
there's pressure to steal the item that you really want instead of saving your money to make the purchase.
Well,
let's talk about faith. It takes faith to say no to the things that are not pleasing to God and to stand up for what is pleasing to him. In Hebrews chapter 10, some were tempted to go back to Judaism, but they were reminded that apart from Christ's work, there is no salvation. The writer encouraged them not to forsake Christ by reminding them of what they had suffered for his sake. They had persevered through insults, through violence, and imprisonment because of their confidence in the gospel message. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, for we live by believing and not by seeing.
Right.
Our life is a matter of faith and not sight.
Yes.
Let's talk about faith. Not only does faith please God, but faith believes God. We've heard the saying, seeing is believing. But today I say believing without seeing is faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists.
Yes.
The Baker Illustrated Bible Commentary reads, faith is defined as the unshakable confidence in the reality of the yet unseen world and the certainty of God and yet unfulfilled promises.
Well.
In Hebrews 11, we not only read about Abel and Enoch, but we also read about Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, Samson, and David.
Well,
They all died still believing what God had promised them. They didn't receive the promise, but they saw it from a distance. That's verse 13. They were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland, and God had prepared a city for them. Jesus said in John 14:3, when everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. True faith is confidence and obedience no matter what things look like. Faith believes that God, if God said the position is yours, you believe God and you apply. No matter what it looks like, you stand firm on God's word. The last book in the Bible is Revelation. However, God is still speaking. Yes. Let's talk about faith. Yes. I started my career with the state in 2002. I'd applied for many jobs, but one week a prophet told me to apply for 3 jobs and wait on God. That was in early January 2002. I prayed about it. I applied for 3 jobs. I continued to pray and wait on God. The end of January, I had 1 interview. I did not apply for any other jobs. February came and went. No job offer. I continued to pray and I waited because I believed in a God that I served. I received the job offer the end of March and I started April 1st, 2002. Let's talk about faith. We never know where God is taking us spiritually or in the natural. But when we believe God, won't he do it? That position was the start of my state government career. I started 22 years ago as an accountant one. And today, I am one of the assistant controllers for the Department of Correction, which is an accounting director one. Believing God means letting him be free to do what he wants to do. He sets us up for success when we get out of the way. Have faith and let him do what he wills. We just have to believe in him. Believe that he exists. And he'll do it. Amen. In the spiritual, you couldn't have told me that I would be an ordained minister in 2023. Right. I was good working with the children, teaching Sunday school, and singing in the choir when God called me to preach. God has a way, and although we cannot see what he is doing, we know and believe that he is doing what's best for us because we are his children. Let's talk about faith. So when your children seem to be going astray, no matter how discouraged you may be, faith believes that God is going to honor your prayers and protect them until they come to their God sense and totally commit their lives to him. By faith, Abraham was ready to offer his only son, Isaac, as a sacrifice. He knew the promise God had made him, but he obeyed God and God gave him his son back. Do you trust God? I don't mean by your words. I mean by your actions. Then by faith, believe God and believe that he exists. I don't know about your neighbor, your spouse, your friend, your children, your parents, your better half, your whoever. But God always has been, and he always will be trustworthy. All we have to do is believe. Amen. Let's talk about faith. Not only does faith please God, and faith believes God, but faith seeks God. He rewards those who sincerely seek him. When we seek him, we are spending time in his presence. We pray, we study his word, and we meditate on it, and we witness because we want others to experience what we've experienced being a child of the highest king. There's so many rewards in seeking God. Abraham became the father of many nations. Sarah was rewarded with a child in her old age. Hannah prayed, and God gave her a son. Jacob prayed and God kept his promise. Noah and his family lived through the flood. Moses was able to talk with God. The leper's prayer for healing was answered. Peter was instrumental in starting the early church. Paul wrote many letters or books in the New Testament. Now, I wanted to use some real people here, but I didn't want to choose the wrong people. So I'll just give y'all one example. Pastor Wood and many of us prayed, seeking God, and he was rewarded with a kidney. Think about a time when you've pleased God, when you've believed God, and you've sought God. Just think back. Did he ever fail you? Did he leave you alone? Did he take you down the wrong road? Did he withhold any good thing from you? Did he condemn you? No, he didn't, and he never will. Let's talk about faith. Faith believes that God exists and trusts him to reward anyone who diligently seeks him. Diligently means it doing it thoroughly and well. God makes it possible for us to believe, but our will is what makes it difficult. Let's talk about faith. If you don't get anything else out of Hebrews chapter 11, get this. Jesus Christ is superior to all the Old Testament saints listed in its chapter. His priesthood is above any priest listed in the Bible. He was the ultimate sacrifice that allows us to receive the free gift of salvation. Because of his sacrifice, we are made holy and we can live a holy life. Because of his sacrifice, when God looks at us, he no longer sees our sin. He doesn't see our wrong. But he sees us through the righteousness of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's Word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.